Joe Biden, the real vice president, has a sense of humor. This we know. He has also never been pregnant, but that's another story. Longtime senator, more than one-time presidential candidate, and now vice president Joe Biden has placed his stamp on history in many, many ways. His deep credibility as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee has helped define the U.S. Supreme Court. Joe Biden's impact on foreign affairs is legendary. We could fill an hour with his famous exchanges with various generals and senior officials he has called on the carpet in Senate hearings. Here's Joe Biden grilling former Pentagon official Paul Wolfowitz.
Oh, come on now. Is anybody here at the table think we're going to be down below 100,000 forces in the next calendar year? Raise your hand, any one of you. You know it's going to be more than that. So you know at least it's going to be $2.5 billion a month. Give me a break, will you? When are you guys starting to be honest with us? Come on. I mean, this
Senator,
is ridiculous.
To suggest
you're not
that
even...
this is an issue of honesty really is very...
It is a suggestion
of
candor.
Senator,
and you're
I don't
not
know,
asking us for any money. Let me finish, please. Let me finish.
Okay.
And you are not asking us for any money in next year's budget for those troops. Now, what do you call that?
Blistering. Now, President Obama is sending his vice president, Joe Biden, up the political San Juan Hill, carrying what could end up being an assault weapons ban. Biden will head the development of a new set of gun control proposals in the wake of the Sandy Hook shooting. Joining us now is veteran political reporter Jules Witkover, author of the 2010 biography, Joe Biden, A Life of Trial and Redemption. Mr. Witkover, first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Does Barack Obama have the right guy for this political task?
Oh, yes, I think he definitely does. Joe Biden had quite a background, not only in gun control, but in the whole area of crime. He wrote what was known as the Biden crime bill back in the 1990s that was passed that included a ban on assault weapons. And he's always been very much involved in all aspects of law enforcement.
And is it the case that Joe Biden is, first of all, taken seriously in the Senate because of his reputation, and he's taken seriously on this issue in the Senate?
Oh, yes, that's definitely so. As I say, he was a leader in it, and a forceful leader, as your opening remarks indicated. He doesn't hold back anything, and he provides a lot of firepower, if I might say, in the fight against guns.
Although history is littered with individuals who were very, very powerful in the Senate, who go to the vice presidency, and then because of the way the Constitution is written, are curiously ignored. They cease to have the leverage that they once had, LBJ being the great example. Johnson, of course, the vice president to President Kennedy. What's the fate of Joe Biden here?
Well, I think the prospects for a stronger vice presidency, not only in Biden but in the future, is very good because the trend line has been up. Ever since Jimmy Carter chose Walter Mondale as his vice president through a very meticulous screening of possible candidates, we've had a series of vice presidents who have been given more responsibilities in governing beyond the usual and old political role of campaigning for the top of the ticket.
And in this particular case, what is the track record of Joe Biden? Because he's been named to other initiatives within the Obama administration, the stimulus package, the withdrawal from Iraq. Does he have a good track record heading into this new, maybe even more challenging initiative?
Well, it depends on where one comes down on those issues. Those who believe that the stimulus was a waste of time and money obviously would not credit Biden with very much. But others who have seen the recovery slowly emerge and with the impact of the stimulus money would give him high marks.
Climb into Joe Biden's mind, if you can, Jules Witkover. I mean, you did write a biography of him, but it's hard to say what Joe Biden thinks. And, of course, he's famously candid and, out with the surprising remark here and there, which has gotten him in trouble, one of his legacies as well. What do you think his response to this assignment was? Bring it on from President Obama? Is he joyful in getting this assignment? Or is it, oh, great, I'm doing your dirty work?
No, my guess is that he's very enthusiastic about it. And I wouldn't share your view that it's hard to read his mind because he's a very open person. He's what he thinks is what he says. In the course of doing my biography, I interviewed a Republican then Senator Chuck Hagel about Joe Biden. He traveled often with him, and what he said to me was, "Joe Biden talks too much, and he knows he talks too much, but he likes to talk, and he likes to tell people what he thinks." And then Hagel said, "If you ask him a question, he'll answer it straight out. Even if you don't ask him, he'll answer you."
Well, Chuck Hagel and Joe Biden may be in the same administration if Hagel becomes the Secretary of Defense. Here's Vice President Biden talking about gun control.
Jimmy may remember in the old days when I had some real power. Chairman of the Judiciary Committee. I'm the guy that first passed and wrote the assault weapons ban. And also tried to pass legislation relative to the size of magazines.
And that's Joe Biden talking to Jim Lehrer on PBS. When he says, "You may remember in the old days when I had some real power," do you think he's sort of downplaying the power he has going into this fight right now?
No, I think it's a case of his sardonic style sometimes. He obviously has got considerable more power in this administration than he would be on if he were on the outside looking in, even as a chairman of an important committee. He's very highly regarded by Obama and has brought him into his confidence and counsels more than any previous vice president, with the obvious exception of the previous one, Dick Cheney. But Cheney was kind of a shadowy vice president. He wasn't out front. Biden has been extremely out front. He's constantly at Obama's side on public announcements, and he's not being hidden in any way, as some people have suggested that Biden is some kind of a detriment to Obama, since he's the subject of many gags and jokes about his loquaciousness.
Well, very much out front and with the trust of the president. That's the image of Joe Biden as vice president. We'll see if this assault weapons ban or gun control initiative that he's been given from the president will be his true legacy as vice president. Jules Whitcover, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jules Whitcover is Washington journalist and author of the 2010 biography of Joe Biden, A Life of Trial and Redemption. Some trial and redemption to come. And look where we are. Last Friday of 2012. Wow, what a year. And we're not finished just yet.
Hi, my name is Michael. I live in Salem, Oregon. And once again, I did not finish my novel. But next year, I will finish the novel.
My name is Carl. I'm from Joplin, Missouri. What I finished in 2012 was my degree. What I did not finish was getting out of Joplin after the tornado from last year.
Carl getting out of Joplin, reading Michael's novel. Look what we have to look forward to in 2013. What didn't you get around to in 2012? That's what we asked you. And we got some listeners who made some real progress.
My name's Anais. I'm calling from Miami, Florida. And what I accomplished, because I want to start the new year positively, I accomplished losing 30 pounds. I went on a vacation. I got my raises that I asked for, and I'm living the life and working the job that I've always wanted. So my dreams have come true, and I'm going to continue in 2013 with all the positivity.
Well, thanks for those words of encouragement there from all of you listeners who reached your goals and are still trying. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to leave your comment and tell your story. I'm John Hockenberry. We'll see you on New Year's Eve. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.